It's the highlight of the year for many of us, most of us. When Rebbe's able to visit our community, we know we put Rebbe heart to work on his visit here, and we really are appreciative. Everyone knows what Rebbe means to the larger Jewish community. I would just like to thank, on behalf of our community, all that Rebbe does for us, whether it's his guidance, his advice, his psak halacha, his coming to our community, and again, allowing us to put him to work to really benefit as much from his Torah while he is here. So again, without further ado, please rise and join in welcoming.
Thank you very much. Everybody's learning Makkos. Some of you are learning Makkos. Usually when you have witnesses, they say, one way to witness and say, Fakeres. So it's a stake at the din. We don't know who's telling the truth. We have Eden's only in the second pair of witnesses. Mazin, the first pair. So then Allah says we follow the second pair. And the Gemara, well, the Kama considers that the Gemara quotes Abai Rabbah, and the Paschal like Abai. This is one of these six cases of the Akadam that the din is like Abai. And Rava in that Gemara says that Eid Zaymim is a Chiddush. A Chiddush does not mean, let's say when someone says a big shtickle Torah that I would ever think of on my own, so we call that a Chiddush, something that I would never think of on my own. That's not what the word Chiddush means in the Gemara. The word Chiddush is a technical term. Tesis in the first parak in Yevamos points out, we have in the Brisa Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Shloshes Mirus, Atar Nidreshes Behem. So one of the midas is Dosh Rebbe Chalal Yotzalid Medava HaChadosh. Some of those midas in the Brisa never even appear in the Talmud Bible. They only appear in the Torah's Kohanim. But this one does appear in the Gemara in the first parak in Yevamos. And Tesis explains Yotzalid Medava HaChadosh. Dava HaChadosh is a technical term. Doesn't mean something that I would never think of on my own. Most of the Sitzan HaTorite Mitzvahs we would never think of. Sitzis and Tilm, we would never dream on our own to figure out such a mitzvah. Chiddush means, Tesis says, Dava HaSoysos HaKlal, something that's an exception to the rule. We have a law, and that's an exception to the rule. So the Gemara says, Eitzanim is a Chiddush. The Gemara there in Yevamos is talking about the Hasham Etzorah, that normally the Dam of Karbanos is Zorek on the Karnas on his bed. Here you take some of the Dam, and you put it on a Matan Boinus, on the body of the Etzorah. So that's a Chiddush. Dava HaSoysos HaKlal, it's an exception to the rule. So here the Gemara quotes Rabbi, whose opinion is not accepted. Rabbi says in Baba Kama, Eitzanim is a Chiddush, because the rule usually is when you have tray, two witnesses say Lava, two witnesses say Lava. So it's a Sveiki, you don't know who's telling the truth. But if the second cut is Masim, the first pair, then we don't say that it's a Sveiki, we follow the second cut. So Rabbi says that it's a Chiddush, and he invokes a rule that Eilach Boilem Shas Chiddush Evi Eilach. He says as if we know this rule exists somewhere else in Shas. You never heard of it anywhere else. Because Eitzanim is a Chiddush. So the fact that the first pair of Edom are Pasul Eidos, Edom who are caught in a lie, you can't rely on them. Maybe they're lying now also. So the Rabbi comes up with this wild idea that we don't accept the halacha, that since Eitzanim is a Chiddush, that we pass on the first pair of Edom, so Eitzanim is a Chiddush, so the only Pasul Mikhail Habo. Because it's a Chiddush. We don't, this is one of the six cases of the Al-Kagan that we pass from like a Abai, that is Nipsol HaMafre. So the question is, why is he Nipsol HaMafre? I mean, Abai holds that it's not a Chiddush. It sounds like Rav is invoking a rule that exists somewhere else. We don't know where the rule is. What does Abai do with that rule? So the Tur, both in his commentary on Chumash and the Tur Chosh Mishpat, writes that we pass on like Abai because we hold that Eitzanim is not a Chiddush. Why is it not a Chiddush? The Gemara says, if two witnesses testify on a case, whatever, Lovo, and two witnesses say that the first two witnesses are Gazlanim, we know that they robbed the bank and they're Pasulaitis. So you don't say, and the first two witnesses say it's a lie, we never robbed the bank. So you're going to say it's Trey. If two witnesses say that I was Mechal Shabbos, and I say I was not Mechal Shabbos, you're going to say two people. So two people say we were Mechal Shams together. We deny it. We say we were never Mechal Shams. So that's called Trey. They say we were Bali Avera. We deny it. So the Gemara said that's not a Chiddush. That's not Trey. We're testifying about ourselves that we're Tzaddikim, that we never did the Avera. The other people are strangers. So they say about if Aslina Begazlanusa, the second pair of Edom, say that the first pair of Edom that they bustled because they Gazlanim, So that's not a trade. The first katanat believed on themselves, they're Balei Dvarim. So of course, that's not a chiddush. So if the two Edom say that the first two Edom were Gazlanim, of course he's Nipsal HaMachreya. There wouldn't be any Machlokes Abayi V'Rav in such a case. So the Torah writes that we pass Kamak Abayi, that Edzemim is not a chiddush, because the first two witnesses are testifying about themselves. They're saying, we were there. The second cut say, Iman HaYusim, you were not in New York. You were in Florida at that time, that day. And the first pair are saying about themselves, we were in New York at the day. So since they're testifying about themselves, like in the case of Paslim Begazlanus, and so they're Balei Dvarim. So the second kata nemanim and the first kata not nemanim. So therefore, since it's not a chiddush, so that's why we pass on like Abayi. It's in the fact that the second two are believed, the first two are not believed, is not a chiddush. So therefore, this age-old rule that applies in other cases, we still don't know where the other case is. The rule that applies in other cases, that Eilach Vamishas Chiddush and Eilach, wouldn't apply here because it's not a chiddush. So the Sivis quotes this, the Sivis of Chosh Mishpah, he'll say this, quotes this from the Torah. And he says, with all the respect, he doesn't agree. If two witnesses say that the first two Paslin and the Gazal and Lusa, that they robbed the bank of the Machal Shabbos, so the first two Edom are Balei Dvarim, they're going to say about themselves, we were not Machal Shabbos, we did not rob the bank. So the Balei Dvarim, so the second are believed, and the first are not believed. And of course, it's not a chiddush. And the second kata is nemanim l'lamafreya, not just mikal abo. But when the first cut say, we were in New York, and therefore we can testify about the accident that happened in front of the yeshiva, whatever. And the second cut, amazim them, they say, manu hayisem. So they say, you weren't in New York, and the first cut is saying about themselves, we were in New York. What do you mean, an issue whether they were in New York and not in New York? Mine afkemina. If you say, we robbed the bank, and we're gazlonim, or you said, we're machal Shabbos, we did in Avera. So that's a Haggadah Seydis. But to give a Haggadah Seydis, whether the first cut were in New York, not in New York, my nafkamina. All nafkamina only is, do they have the right to testify about the accident that happened in front of the yeshiva? The first cut say that they were in New York on that day, at that time, and therefore they're able to testify. The second cut said, you were not in New York, you were in Florida, therefore you cannot testify. So it boils down to trey or trey. You can't say the first cut, I'm not in their morning, because they're probably doing the same about themselves. It's irrelevant where they were. My nafkamina, where they were. The whole nafkamina, only chaps, can they testify whether the accident occurred or not? Do they know what they're talking about? So that's not called the second cut is made on gufam shaleinim or rishonim, and the first cut is Balei Dvarim on that. So the Nesiva says he begs to disagree, but the Torah, he doesn't think that that's correct. You cannot say that according to Abaye, it's not a chiddush. Everybody agrees that it's a chiddush. Mamish trey to trey, and it's a chiddush. So what's and was bashteita machlekes? So what's machlekes Abaye and Rava? That Abaye Rava held that Edzemim is a chiddush. It is a Torah says it's a call. It's trey to trey, and here the Torah is mechadish that you believe the second cut. It's an exception to the rule. It's a Torah says it's a call. It's an exception to the rule of trey to trey. You don't know who's telling the truth. Here you follow the second cut. So Rav is invoking a rule that apparently exists somewhere else. For some reason or another, Abai holds that the rule doesn't apply over here. But he's also masking that it is a chiddush. So the Pashta says that they both agree that it's a chiddush. But the argument is, what is the nature of the chiddush? Was the Torah mechadish that the second cut had the amonis over the first cut? So if they have nemanis, that's a birur. So it was Nisbarer that the first pair of witnesses told a lie a month ago. Let's say the first pair of witnesses come on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And they say that a halvah took place on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. And the second cut come on Rosh Chodesh Tevis. And then Mazim, the first pair of Edom who testified on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, about a story that they claimed happened on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So if you say Lamafreyahu Nipsal, does mean Lamafreyahu all the way back from Tishrei? Because they told the story about Tishrei. No, Lamafreyahu means from the time that they gave the Haggadah Seydis. So Rava says it's only possible Mikadal Habor. And Abai holds that it's possible Lamafreyahu. So they both agree that it's a Chiddush. The argument between Abai and Rava is, what is the nature of the Chiddush? That whereas Abai holds that the Chiddush is that the second cut have them on us. Greater than monies than the first cut. More than monies than the first. Usually say trade, it's a sfeikah. But here the Torah is Machar, second cut has more than monies. So if they have more than monies, that's a birur. So it's in this bar that the first cut, they didn't told a lie, they gave Eid a sheker Amrish Chodesh Cheshvan. So the apostle is from that time on. And Rabbah disagrees and he says it's not that the second cut have nemanis and therefore it's a bira. It's a din hanhoget. The whole din of Eidim Zayimim. Not that we believe the second cut and we don't believe the first cut. The second cut has the same degree of nemanis as the first cut. And it's really trey. And the chiddush means that it's a din hanhoget. We are noyig according to the second cut. We're not noyig according to, we act as if the second cut told the truth and the first cut didn't, but it's really a trey trey. So that's what Rava meant to say. Whenever there's a din hanhoge, then din hanhoge only applies mikal hapo. So where is this rule and why would it exist? So I thought that the place where it exists is in Yerudeya. When you learn chelk out Yerudeya, so you talk about, let's say, someone was cooking a pot of vegetable soup, and a little chazal shmaltz fell in. And you have shishim against the chazal shmaltz, and then it's a bottle of shishim. So it says in the Yerudeya, the source for this is a Yerushalmi, the Tosefta, the Bir Avro, gives you all the marmakaymas. And we say, la'aloche, that the bitl beroib, the treifis, becomes bottle. The treifer, chazal shmaltz, that fell into the vegetable soup, becomes bottle b'shishim, only when the time of Yediyah Sataru B'Sinan. Kozman, that people didn't realize that there's an issue. The chazal shmaltz fell in and nobody realized it. Someone poured in an ingredient, they didn't realize that that ingredient was not kosher. So it's at the time that it fell in, it's not bottled. Only from the time that there's Yediyah Sabaylim. A stranger who doesn't have the right to eat it because of Lysigzel, it's not his. So that's not called Yediyah, because the Shah is not yet relevant. When the Bailim, who have the right to eat it, it's theirs. So you know he's exactly. When the Bailim find out that they have an issue on their hands, that's in Chazal Shmaltz fell in, and they realize now that they have Shishim. So then the din is that he's only bitl mikan al habo. So the pashtus is, how are you about a, what do you mean bitl b'shishim? Every spoonful of soup that you're going to have is going to have a mashu of chazal shmaltz in it. What do you mean bitl b'shishim? And the din is a chatzi shiras manatar. So how come it's mutter? So that's a din. That is a din of bitl b'roi. The Rishonim formulate a loshin. He's a nepot liyos hetter. The halacha says that it turns into hetter. So that's not a birur. It's vadai that every spoonful of soup that you're going to swallow from the bowl of soup is going to have a mashu, going to have a chatzishi of iser in it. And nonetheless, the halacha says that it's mutter. So that's a din hanhoge. You noig as if there is no treifus. The halacha gives you the right to be noig as if. So whenever there's a din hanhoge, then the din is that it's only mikana lahabo. So about 30 years ago, I spent the summer in Eretz Yisrael in Kiryat Arba. I gave shirim there, and there's a big has the yeshiva there. Yeshiva shrank now because people like to go to Shaldei Hebron. It's more exciting. Kiryat Arba was only a Jewish city. There were no Arabs around. So it's not so exciting. Just last month, I gave a shirim in Shaldei Hebron. The place is packed over there. They have all the young people enjoy, the Israelis enjoy learning. The Americans don't go there because you're stuck in one building. You can't walk in the street. The street is full of Arabs there in the Hebron. So I gave this shir. I was giving chaburis on Yerudeya there. So I gave the shir. So there was an elderly gentleman there listening to my shir. Came up to me after the shir. He tells me that he learned in Rav Unterman's koilo. Rav Unterman learned by Rav Shimon Shkop in Europe before the war. And he said, Rav Unterman said that in the name of Rav Shimon Shkop. That where does it say in the Bavli, that Bittl, in Yerushalmi it says it, and in Tosefta it says it. Where is that I'm walking in the Bavli? That when you have bitl iser, something is bottled b'shishim, treifus, they didn't mean a bottle b'raib, that it's only bottled mikal ha'abo, m'shas yidiyah satarubis, it's only a Yerushalmi, it's only a Tosefta. So he said, Rav Unterman said, the name Rav Shimon Shkop, that the mocker was this Gemara, that Rava says that Eizanim is a chidush, enach ba'am shas chidush ali elach, what does that mean? It means that it's a din hanhoge, a din hanhoge only noig b'kal ha'abo, so that's the mocker in the Bavli for this rule. I think there's a thesis in the first parak in Kulin also has such a claw. Rav Shimon Shkop has taka in his Shari Yoshi, he points out, but you don't even need Rav Shimon Shkop for this part, that the halacha says that you shtal of chazoke de meikora. Let's say, I don't know if the situation changed or not, so let's say I have a piece of meat in the refrigerator, it's kosher meat. And then the milk was dripping in from one shelf onto the other, and I don't know whether the meat was soaking in the milk for 24 hours, kavish kumavushal, and it became treif, or it was soaking for less than 24 hours. So you rinse it out and you succeed in getting out all of the milk. So if you don't know whether the flesh became treif with kapushka and the bushel, so ishtalach the chazaka, that for the first couple of hours that you left it in the refrigerator, by the time you shechted the flesh was kosher. Sitting in the refrigerator, everything was kosher. You don't know whether this situation changed or not. So ishtalach the chazaka, so you assume cheskas heter remains good. So the Tosfos shows from the Gemara, Tosfos has it in Nozer, the first daf in Perek Shnei Nazirim, and they have it in Maseches Chulin also, in the first parak, they have it more than once, that the Dinyat Yishtalach Chazaka is not a birur, that it's a roiv that you assume that nothing changed. It's not a birur, it's not a Rumadinah, because sometimes you apply Chazaka even by a time to this Asri. It's a Vadoa that it's not so. Let's say you have a Sofik in Shchita, someone shechted the Behemah, and it's a suffix whether he did a good shechita or not. So the behemoth, while it's alive, is not tomei. A live animal is not mekabel tumah. Human beings, b'nei Yisrael, are mekabel tumah. Live animals are not. And achrim are not mekabel tumah either. So the behemoth b'chayehu is b'cheskas tahara. So now I have a suffix if I shechted it properly. If I didn't shecht it properly, it has tumas nevela. But while it was alive, it didn't have any tumas nevela. So shkalat chazaka, we assume that it does not have tumas nevela. But behemoth b'chayehu b'cheskas isra menes. So you're not allowed to eat it. So if you have I have a live animal, and I did a shechita, and it's a suffix if the shechita was done properly or not. So we would paskin la'alocha, the thing is not mitame, it doesn't have tumas nevela, because yishtelach cheskes tahara, behemah b'chaya is tahara. But you say it's also the vaday to eat it. If you eat it, you get malchus, because yishtelach cheskes sisa, behemah b'chaya, cheskes sisa means. That's a dovish yev shalios. How can it be? It's a vaday nevel and it's not tomei. It's a type of disaster. So Tosfos said, that's the halacha. The menatoy yishtalach chazaka, even though it's a type of disaster. Sometimes you have dinim in the rabbanon. If you have shnei shvilim and two people, you have two highways, one next to the other. One highway, 100 years ago, they buried somebody to the whole width of the highway. So whoever travels on that highway, vaday becomes tomei to his mates. But it happened 100 years ago, so we don't remember what it did. Which highway has the tumas place, highway A or highway B? So if anybody goes on one highway or the other, so you say the person is tahor for two good reasons. One reason is sofik tumah b'shul sarab is favorite tahor. So b'shul sarab, a lot of cars going there. And number two, yishtalach cheskas tahor, the person, before he went on the highway, was cheskas tahor, is still the cheskas tahor. So what if two people went, one went on A, one went on highway B, and they both come with asachas tahor? So Tosfos says, the Moira HaRoah cannot paskin that they're both Tohar based on Sofi Tumah B'Shul Sarab Mishrei Tohar, because that's a Dovish Iyev Shavitz. But in the Torah, he should paskin they're both Tohar based on Cheskas Tara. So Dovish Iyev Shavitz, so Tess said, that's not a problem. Yishtalach Chazaka, even though it's a Dovish Iyev Shavitz, it's clearly Chazaka is not a Bilur. It's not a Ruba Dalesi Kamon that we assume it didn't change. That it stayed the same. It's a Dovish Iyev Shavitz that they're both Tohar. So Tosfos clearly holds that the din of yishtalach chazaka is a din hanhoget. It's a din hanhoget, even though it's a davar she'ev shalios. With the rabbanon, we say that it's mechzik l'chulcha v'yekbulda to be mitahir both of them. So boy v'shova v'asachas, you have to be mitahir both of them. That's with the rabbanon. Tosfos shows from the Gemara's in Nida, Gemara's in Ksachim, that's only with the rabbanon. But when I tell you yishtalach chazaka, even though it's a davar she'ev shalios, you see clearly from the Gemara, from the Tosfos in that the halacha that yishtalach cheskes tari, yishtalach cheskes the chazaka the meikor, you assume whatever the situation was yesterday remained the same. That's not a din biwur, it's not a roig, it's a din how to be noig. So this explains there's a peladik atosis in the first parak in Chulin, where the Gemara there discusses minoham nilsa damra amara zil basaru. How do you know that you go basaru? So the Gemara says, no. You shech the paraduma and you burn it and you use the ashes and then you mitar people. So the Gemara says, how do you know that the paraduma was not a trefa? Maybe it was a trefa at the time that you shech it. So it must be that you go basaroiv, you go behemus hacheris, so that's a rife in the institution of paraduma. The Gemara gives it quite a few rifes and each one it dings up. It's not so clear. So you can't really prove that you go basaroiv. So one of the rifes the Gemara says is that paraduma. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. The paraduma has to be have to have a certain minimum age. It's more than a year old. Before you shech the paraduma, it has to be much more than a year old. 2 years, 3 years. So if it would have been a treifa, the day that it was born, treifa ein achayim, wouldn't have been able to survive for 12 months. So from the fact that the paraduma survived, it's already 2 years old or 3 years old. So from the fact, 2 years old means the day of the first birthday. A boy becomes bar mitzvah, yud gimel shana ve'emecha, means he's 14, the first day in the 14th year. So parah b'shtei shana means the day of the first birthday, the parah is 2 years old. If you wait to the second birthday, that is called 3 years old. It's the first day into the third year, so that's called 3 years old. So Tosfos says, the kasha, how can you prove from parah duma that you go basarayif? Maybe there's not such halacha that you go basarayif. But parah, obviously, it survived the year from the day it was born, because it's either b'shtei shana b'shalosh shanim. So if it survived the year, that's a right, that the day that it was born, it was not a treifa, because it would have died within the year. So then maybe yishtalof techazake. It's a gloy nusul hafer, it was not a treifa the day it was born. So yusul is still not a treifa. So how can you prove from the institution of paraduma that asnina basaruga? What you can prove is that asnina basachazake, but you can't prove asnina basaruga. That's Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos gives two answers. So one of the answers is, that's not a valid chazaka, because it's chazaka, shalom is barra b'shaita. When the behemoth, when the parah was born, on the first day that the parah was born, we didn't know one way or the other whether the parah was a treifa or not. It's only a year later, the parah survives a year. So on the day of the first birthday, it's only the first day of the second year. So we see that it wasn't a treifa a year ago, but a year ago we didn't know that it wasn't a treifa. So the halacha that says you extend the chazaka, whatever the situation was, you assume that it didn't change, that din hanhage is only noyig b'kabal abo, it's not noyig b'kabal, it's only noyig if at the time, if the first day that it was born, you were mevara, that is not a treifa, then you can say you extend the chazak. You didn't know till the end of the year that it wasn't a treifa a year ago. So that's not a valid chazak. Why? What? Shalachal Moshe Messina, what is that? Chazak is shalom is bara b'shaita, it's not a valid chazak. The answer is because chazak, the way Tosfos says, Chazaka works for Natar even when you have a tie to this Asri. It's only with the Rabban when you have Shnei Shvili. You have to be Mitabi both because Masid Luchuch get Pudah. The Psak is going to be ridiculous. But when Natar you give a Psak even though it's ridiculous because Chazaka is a Din Hanhoga. Din Hanhoga means like this. If I knew how to be Noik today and then tomorrow I have a Shaila, should I still be Noik the same way or not? So you say, continue to be Noik the same way you were Noik yesterday. But for the first year of the life of the paraduma, we didn't know how to be noyig. We only find out after the year is up that the way that this para was not a treifa a year ago. Maybe it became a treifa in the middle of the year. So since you never knew the vadois that it's not a treifa, so you can't say that din hanoga says continue to be noyig today the same way you were noyig yesterday. You didn't know yesterday how to be noyig. So that thesis is also based on that assumption. That chazaka the meikar, shtalo chazaka the meikar, it is not a biver at all. It's not a roiven, it's not a biver. It's a din hanhoga. And din hanhoga only apply mikarol habo when you realize that you have a problem on your hands. So then the Torah says, how to be noyig. So the pashtus is like the nesivus, not like the tour. That the machloikas abayver of it is one of the. The machlekes abayver over whether etzemel amafreihu nifso mikabel ahabo nifso. It's not a machlekes whether etzemel is a chiddush. They all agree that it is a chiddush. Because basically it's a trade. And the Torah says that we follow the second Adam, you don't follow the first. But the nekudas and machlekes between abayver over. And they both agree, abayver over both agree, there exists a principle out there somewhere that. And then you're dealing with the chiddush. Elach kvar mishas kedusha v'elach. What does that rule mean? That whenever you have a din hanhog, a din hanhog only apply mikan labo. If you have a birur, you mevar today. You have a roiv, but you have eid. How about to say this? So if you mevar what the facts were 3 months ago, so it's a gloy mosam afreid. Those were the facts 3 months ago. But here, by eid zayim, that's exactly the machloekes. So Rav is of the opinion. Abai is of the opinion that the Chiddush HaTorah is that we believe the second Kadeim. So we have a period. The first Kadeim gave Eid Sheker 3 months ago. So it's the Nifsol Mel and Afrei. Why not? That's how we pass like Abai. It's a period. And Robert disagrees and says, no, Eid Zayim is just the Din Hanhogin. Really, as far as Birurim are concerned, we assume it's still trade. But the Torah tells us to be Noyik in accordance with the second Kadeim. So since it's a Din Hanhogin, Din Hanhogin only begin to apply mikan olahabo, when you realize that you have a problem on your hands, you don't know how to deal with the case. So then the Torah says, how to be annoyed. So that's what Rava was of the opinion, that the nature of the chiddush of Beit Zayim is a din hanhoga. It's a din hanhoga, only annoyed mikan olahabo. Abai is maskin, the din hanhoga, only annoyed mikan olahabo. That's by bitul beroi, by tarubis, and that's by chazoka like that. It's only mikan olahabo. But Abai disagrees by Beit Zayim. The Torah gives the chiddush of Beit Zayim is that the second Adam on them on him, and therefore it's nizbarer. So a beer is nizbarer lamafreya, that the first cut Adam gave sheker 3 months ago, so then nifsal lamafreya. This is the machlokes Abai Rava. It's a fantastic interpretation of the Gemara. Yeah, I think that's a very good shot. Okay? Let's go quickly. I apologize, put on a normal suit. I came so late. I'll just. Okay. People want to ask questions. Good.
And that matter in a couple minutes, and then I'll let you.